Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, this is Amir.
And this is also Amir.
And you are listening to the You Don't Love Me podcast.
Life from the perspective of a gay South Asian married couple.
Enjoy! Hello!
Hello!
Hi!
Hi!
How are we feeling?
I'm feeling weird.
What's with all these cameras in our room? In our setup, studio setup situation.
So, hello everyone, welcome to our podcast.
Hello everybody, welcome to the You Don't Love Me Boys podcast, which used to be audio only, but we have decided to put a few cameras up, haven't we?
Yes, we have, and you can access this on YouTube and literally... watch us record in the comfort of our own home and just in our comfy clothes, you know, having a kiki, doing our thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel so weird.
Why do you feel so weird?
I don't know, I feel like a cam girl.
I know, we're cam girls now.
We're cam girls.
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, yeah. My name's Melissa and I'm here for all your needs.
Subscribe to our sexy podcast.
Yes. On only Amir's.
Okay, listen. We're video now.
Yeah, we are.
Why video? Why now?
Well, I've been wanting to do...
Is it because my legs are incredible?
Yes, honey.
Can we just talk about the leg?
Yes, get the leg out.
Do you know what? I trained... I was at the gym today with my personal trainer and he made me work out my legs. He made me work out my legs and I just feel fucking miserable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love leg day.
Because usually we have a great conversation, we have a great time.
Yeah.
But it dawned upon me that I have to actually work out. Like, do you know what I mean? Sometimes it just creeps upon you. And today it happened. When I left, I was like, oh, ow. I don't like this.
I love it. You know I love working out.
I don't like the pain after. I don't get much pain afterwards, actually. Do you?
When I'm starting a new... Every 6 weeks, my workout changes. Uh-huh. So when I'm starting a new one, that first week or two, it's like new muscle pain. Mm-hmm. And I slowly like get into it. But you just get used to it. It just becomes part and parcel of your life. Like my inner thighs right now. I can feel them.
Oh, wow. You're touching them.
No, wow. I don't mean like
that. You're going to get demonetized.
No, I can feel them. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's fine. It's just part and parcel of life.
Yeah, you love being worked out, don't you?
Oh, honey, I love being worked out. I love my bleep being turned out. Turned the hell out. So, yeah, you asked me why now? Why not? You know, if I want to take this further, I want... I just want
to
do it. It's fun. I love what we do.
Be seen.
Yeah, we do. But I love what we do, mm-hmm. And I love being creative. And I think recently I felt like there's so much more in me. Let's expel that energy somewhere. Why now for you?
I think I always wanted visuals, but I don't know. I don't know, because a lot of the stuff that I do is visual anyway. Like when I do drag and all that shite and like, you know, it's all visual. We do pictures and stuff. So it always made sense to have a visual element to our podcast. But we have tried doing visual stuff before. Like we've got Instagram and you know, we put out clips and shit on there. But we did... Do you remember that one time we tried to create a...
I know what you're going to mention. I hate you so much right now.
Pilot where we reacted to TV.
We tried to do like our own version of Gogglebox.
Oh, it was awful.
There's so much stuff that we do, I've done, that no one is ever going to see.
Do you remember? Oh my God, I had that top on and I sat in the sofa and the sofa sunk.
In the sofa.
Yeah, where I sunk in the sofa and you could just see my knees like up here in front of the camera. And I tried to make it work with like snacks and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was awful.
That was terrible.
Yeah. And we're going to look at this podcast in about a year's time and go, this was shite.
Of course. Of course we are. But like, this is the thing. Things are, when you start something new creatively, you just have to throw yourself into it and know that it'll get better and better and better the more you do it. You have to.
Yeah. And also, right, I know we're supposed to be catching up and seeing how we are, but like, what about the people who constantly want perfection, who constantly want the finished product? You know, I just had a baby queen message me earlier on today saying, can you do my makeup for an event? No, I can't. I can't do your makeup for you. You have to do it yourself. Like, what's going to happen next? Fucking Jessica Alba's going to say, can you act in Transformers for me? Do you know what I mean? Like, that was such a dated reference. But do you know what I mean?
Old.
No, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
or like, Tom Cruise is going to go, can you be gay for me? No, he's gay himself. I mean, allegedly. Go on.
No, I know exactly what you mean. You have to just throw yourself in the position of what you want to do. And, you know, we did sit down and we're like, how do we elevate this? And we've been wanting to do this for a while, so why not just do it?
Can Let's we talk about how good you look?
Oh, thank you so much.
Get in the cam. Go on, cam girl. Get in your cam. Get all up in your gig. That's your camera. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't need to get right. So how does that feel? Because, I mean, obviously we're joking, but you're not the show-offy type of person. Like, I know you in a whole different way. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
So how does it feel with this newfound attention and this new body that you have?
It makes me feel a lot more confident about myself and being able to wear things like this. You know how I was before. Mm-hmm. And that's just my journey.
You can go a little bit further back on
it. It's helped me. Oh, wow, you little bitch.
Yeah.
You're just telling me where I should sit.
This is self-produced. I'm going to have to like produce you.
I know, I'll get carried away.
Oh my God, I produced you.
Oh, shut up. Girl, let's not so even wrong. Do this. But yeah, I feel happy. It is genuinely, even though people don't believe it, I do, that's all that matters. It's more about the mind, body and soul, you know, being able to get up early. Gym is, and eating habits and all that kind of stuff. It's just part and parcel of my life. It's a hobby, I enjoy it. Yeah. I just feel good and, you know, I don't really care what if people are going to give me attention over it or not.
So your transformation is more of a mindset?
Yeah, 100%.
But if they do give you attention, it's good?
If they give me money, it's good.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't care for your attention. Give me the money. Well, me the money.
I'm a classy British bitch. So for I'll me, take it's your money. Not about the money at all. Don't you hate it when people say that? I know we're probably going off on a tangent, but we'll wrap this section up in a second. But I don't understand it. I need to find the balance between like being that South Asian that's business orientated, that talks in money, that talks in financial forecasting. Mm-hmm. And then being this British individual that says, chips and gravy, we don't talk about money over here, but we live in a cost of living crisis. Like, where is the balance? I don't understand. Or is it one of these covert racist things where I'm not allowed to talk about it, but everyone else is?
Work deep.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what it is?
Let's take a break.
No, I think it's just keep it to yourself. People just want to keep it to themselves. You know, I talk about it, hush, hush, humble, humble.
And then they live in 5-bedroom semi-detached houses or whatever.
They do.
Which is fancy.
Which is fine.
Yeah, because we live in squalor.
I know. This is it. We're squashing here. This is where we live.
We live in squalor.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Anyway, we have caught up, I feel.
Yes, we have caught up. Yes. Okay. So we're going to delve into this. What is this podcast about? Are we changing it by any...
Oh, are we changing it? We're just talking about what we want to talk about. Yeah. And there is something I want to talk about.
Okay, so we recently delved upon this topic, didn't we? And
yes.
You felt the erasure. Okay. Hi, Gossip Gays. We love you guys. But you felt erasure. You feel like there's more to the story.
Yeah, I feel like I was on display.
Yeah.
But I want to tell people what happened to you as well.
Do you even remember what happened to me?
Girl, I was carrying the bags off the bus.
Now we are talking about have we had messages about this?
Yes, we have. Okay. And people are asking, people really love the story and people are asking for more. So
this is the infamous greening out in Toronto story. We were in Toronto because I was performing in Toronto and...
Let me preview this to say we did tell part of this story on the Gossip Gays podcast. Danny Beard and Billy Andrew, shout out to you.
Yes.
And we are just...
Do you love them?
Oh, yeah. They're icons.
So sweethearts.
They're lovely. They're really lovely people. And yeah, they're gorgeous. And we just want to retell the story, but I want to add a bit of flavor, a bit more flavor to it.
A bit more flavor.
All right, so go on. You can pop off
first. This is when we were in Toronto for my performance, finished the performance, was on the plane. Well, no, we were at the airport trying to get on the plane. ended up getting high before because we thought it'd be a merry ride. Got too high.
How did we get high?
We had... No, I'm just giving the background. Overview. Yeah, and then we got too high. Then we panicked. We gay panicked. And then we had all of their special services. Ambulance, paramedics, airport staff, police.
You're giving like an doctors, overview and then you're going to wait for all, me to give more, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, they all descended. Yeah, because you had the erasure. So I feel like you want to tell the story. Go on, bitch. Pop off.
I'm ready. So,
What's the tagline? Greening out in Toronto.
Yeah, greening out.
Greening out, for people who don't know, means when you get too high, basically. Yes. And you think you're going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch, I was going to die.
Okay.
I nearly died. That's
nearly
the true story.
Fucking died.
This is a story about when I greened out and nearly died. Yeah,
this
true.
This is a story.
All about how I went to Toronto and nearly greened out.
That's really good.
Oh, honey. Okay. So, we had that drink that you bought. Mm-hmm. Anyway. And we were in the airport and you were editing content and the performance was the best performance of your career at that point, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And it was going well. It was a really good high, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We were having fun and then... I think you were starting to get a bit too high, but you went to get some food and you were okay. And then I just blacked out. I absolutely collapsed. Yeah. And long story short, I just remember my heart rate slowing down. Mm-hmm. I remember the sweat. Remember the sweat? It was like rivers of sweat coming down on me. You went and ran off and found a woman.
Yeah, I did.
To help.
Yeah.
And then...
It was really one of the quietest airports I've ever been
Everyone
in.
Everyone was lovely, weren't
it
they?
It was really, really nice. It was bang in the city centre, but it's just so quiet and everyone's so sophisticated and proper. Yeah. It's one of those countries where people self-distance voluntarily.
Yes.
Like, they do it all year round. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Very Scandinavian. But Yeah, and then because you were like... You put some music on and you went, oh, I'll be fine. And then you were like, I'm not fine. And then you just started blacking out and coming into consciousness. And then you looked visibly green.
Yeah.
You looked like green, yellow. And I was panicking. And then I ran to the counter and I was like, I need water, my husband. And nobody was doing anything. Like, nobody was moving. But then the guy who I was shouting at didn't speak English. Because he went, oh, Vasa. And I was like...
Yeah, work. Come on.
This is England.
My husband's about to die.
This is England, mate. We're all speaking English. Do you know what I mean? It was very that, even though it wasn't England. But and then everyone kind of descended, didn't they?
Yeah, the police service came, the ambulance came, the firemen came, everyone came.
Yeah.
And like, I just remember being hooked up. My body was hooked up with all these wires and heart monitors and stuff. And like, the thing is, you were really high as well. So like, it must have been so scary for
you.
I
was high as a kite. It felt like as if I had goggles on.
Girl.
Everything was like getting bigger, smaller. Like my depth perception was completely fucked.
Girl.
Like even when I was looking at my phone and I was trying to find a hotel for what felt like an eternity, I just could not concentrate. I was like, whoa, the phone is coming in and out of focus. But then I was conscious because I was like, I'm getting a good deal. Basically, because they didn't allow us to fly.
We'll come to that in a minute.
Okay.
I'm not done with my part.
But yeah.
Stop interrupting me, you little bitch.
You asked me a question.
Keep interrupting me.
No, you asked me a question. You said, how was it for me?
Okay, I'll give you that. But
roll
one answer, one little answer. That's all you need.
Leg.
Get out. Get your leg off. For those listening, keep putting the leg up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And I thought I was going to die. I really, really did. I remember turning to you and then this is the dramatic moment saying like, you know, you keep living your life. I love you so much. Remember?
Aww.
And, you know, keep chasing your dreams. And I thought it was
going to die. Yeah, and I instantly downloaded Grindr at that point.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, your husband's about to die. So what do you need? Do suck dick
yeah.
and cock.
Yeah.
And
no, find relationship.
I remember.
I'm one of those deluded South Asians who tried to find. Do you remember those people?
Oh, girl.
They were like, they'd message you for a week or even a day and they'd be like, that's it, you're mine now. And I'm like, fuck off.
Oh my God, they get so obsessed as well and they think they fall in love with you. I'm like, honey, I literally spoke to you for 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, for 5 seconds. Haven't even sent you a picture and you're telling me you want to marry me and you're in love with me.
You know, somebody on Grindr who I started chatting to once objected to me wearing tight clothes.
Who are you?
And that was after 3 days. And I used to have a six-pack back in those days. And I was like, I'm going to wear whatever I want.
But you should wear whatever you want anyway.
I don't know how, like, I don't even want to go down that route. But I was just like, no.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Here I am.
Cut to me jumping out of a car after a really horrible day. Anyway, we will talk about that some other day.
We should definitely do a stories on horrible days.
Yes. Anyway, back to you dying.
Yeah, I thought I was going to die. And they taught you some breathing exercise that kept like, you were like resuscitating me.
I still remember the exercise. It was like, breathe in. Hold,
and it was like I was going.
Breathe out.
And then you kept bringing me back around. And then they kept asking so many questions and writing stuff down. I was panicking. I was like, oh my God, this is going to cost so much money. And it didn't cost anything. And I was like, oh my God, you lot are angels. I could see the light coming out of the ambulance service people. And then they were like, do you want to get to in the ambulance to go to the hospital? And I was like, and you were like, babe, it's over. Yeah. Our careers, our lives, they're taking us. We're going to go to prison. We thought we were going to go to prison. We were so paranoid.
I think, yeah. And what didn't help me is when our friend said, oh, the police are just horrible here. So I started getting, because the paranoia kicks in. And I was like, these people are here. Like, they're going to put us in a concentration camp, yeah, and lock the keys and that's it, done. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's how I felt. So, but then they were quite clever. Like, they were slowly saying it. Like, yeah, you don't have to get into the car. But if I was you, I would. If I was you, I'd go to the hospital. But then, but basically, they were saying it all because they were like, these two are not going to get on a plane, basically. So it was anything for us to not get on the flight. So it was, yeah, like, it was like, oh, yeah, no, we'll go to the hospital and yeah, you'll be back for your flight kind of thing. You're just a real brief checkup. And I was like, no, it's fine. But like, I could feel it building up to something because I was like, and then I was like, we kept saying it to each other. We were like, yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, okay. And then I can feel the tension in me now. And then it was like, oh, okay, yeah, so they're saying we can go to the hospital. Yeah, I suppose maybe we can. And it was only at that point I had a voice in my head saying, you dumb idiot, you need to get to a hotel. You need to tell them that you're not going to fly. So mm-hmm. I was like, do you know what? I've decided we're not going to fly today. And we'll reschedule our flights. And then that just de-escalated the situation. And we were like, okay, we can go.
And I was, part of me was like, I really want to get on the flight because there's a drag show I want to see that we're going to miss. Oh my God. That's what it was about. So, yeah, we decided not to get on the flight. We decided not to get in the ambulance. We were like, we thought we were escaping prison right now. Yeah. And then we were about to leave, weren't we, with the airport. And then the two people that were left with us were like, we need your passports.
Yeah, the two police officers.
Yeah, they were like, we need your passports. And you, I remember you were on your knees on the floor for some reason. Yeah, you were. And I was on
the floor throughout.
Oh, yeah. But at this point, you were definitely like sunken into the floor. That's what it looked like from me.
Yeah.
From my perception. You were like,
it's because you were standing.
Yeah. you were like, give it up, babe.
Yeah.
It's over. And something switched in me. And I was like, no. I was like, you're not having my passports.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we need to know your name and your date of birth. I'm like, I can tell you my name and my date of birth. You don't need my passports for it. But what they were really doing to check if we were okay to leave. And then we left, didn't we?
We'd left.
And then we left and we ended up back in the Starbucks that we were at in the morning. And I thought we'd gone back in time.
We left. But not only did we leave, we left our suitcase in the airport. So these two bearded brown men left an unidentified object in the airport. Yeah, bitch.
Not the best idea. And I remember going to Starbucks and I kept seeing weird things. And I thought you were going to say, you were taking me there to sit me down to say, babe, it's over. We're going to prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then you had booked a hotel.
Yeah.
And
which I had no idea how to get to.
Tell everyone what happened.
Do you remember
now?
How many times we tried to get out the airport? I just couldn't figure it out. I was that high.
And I was like, run, get, we need to get out of this airport before they get us.
Yeah.
I was like, the police are about to get us, they're about to arrest us.
Yeah.
And they're going to throw us in prison forever.
Yeah.
And we are going to be stuck in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, when the ambulance retreated, because it had blaring lights and everything.
Oh my God, I remember.
I was like, oh my God, they're gone. They're actually
You
gone.
Turned into like a childlike.
Yeah.
At this point.
But then you were like, how do we get to the hotel? And I was so high, I did not know.
We kind of switched roles in that way. Like,
we did.
You know, and we're very good at doing that. Like, one will always pull the other one up.
Yeah.
When needed. It was interesting, wasn't it?
Do you remember we were like emotional and we were crying and then
so
we
much.
Kind of saw each I felt like we saw each other from past life.
Me too.
And I was like, we've known each other.
Yeah. Ooh.
In a past life.
Don't. I'm getting goosebumps now.
It was weird. And I saw us right to the point of when like our ancestors migrated here. Even though like that was my granddad. Do you know what I mean? But it was just weird. It was just weird.
Our ancestors were with us in that moment.
Yeah.
And we felt their protection. The protection of our ancestors.
Yeah, it was like a collective conscious.
Yeah.
Which was really, really crazy. But anyway, I was really, really... I did not know how to get to the hotel. But I
you
just,
pretended.
But yeah, because you just kept asking me, obviously, because you wanted to know. And I was like, okay, we're going to get on this bus. And then we just fucking got on the bus. I had zero idea where this bus was going. But I was like, I just need him off my back. But then, although I might have known, I think maybe the taxi prices were too high or something. Anyway, and we didn't, it's not like we had a suitcase.
No, we had no idea. We did have bags though. We had some bags.
We had the bags, yeah. But we didn't have our suitcase because that was in storage at the airport. Yeah. And then I felt queasy. So then the bus stopped and I got out and I puked up all over the floor. And then I kind of walked over the road stumbling and in the middle of traffic. Yeah. And then you came cutely behind me with the bags and you're like, what's going on? And in that moment, I felt like you had me.
Of course, I've got your
and
bag.
And I was like, oh, do you know? And and then obviously we got into the taxi, stuck my head out like a dog.
Wait, before the taxi, you made us like do some like spiritual prayer or something?
Yeah, there was like a Sikh parade going on and I was like, we need to like say that.
I just followed your lead though.
Yeah, it was, I don't know why.
Some spiritual magic happened.
There was a Sikh connection.
Yeah.
But then we got into the taxi, stuck my head out like a dog, started puking.
And he was fine.
And he was fine with it. Everyone was so lovely. Oh, Canadians.
Everyone was so lovely about it.
It was crazy, you know. But I think the takeaway for me was, I don't know what the takeaway was. I think, obviously, we haven't got high since. I don't think I need to get high. I realized what happiness was and I didn't need to kind of go beyond a certain point in the sense that, like, I no longer need weed to understand what happiness is, if that makes sense. Mm. I think like when we were younger, because of our traumatic pasts, I should really speak for myself, I didn't know what true joy was.
Yeah.
I remember speaking to my therapist and saying to him, I hate the word enjoy.
Yeah.
And now I can't say enough of it. I'm like, enjoy that. Do you know what I mean? So I think that was the point where the universe said, you know what happiness feels like. You know what it is. You don't need this to get there anymore. Mm. And that's why the sense... And, you know, RuPaul was talking about this on his podcast, on one of the episodes, where he was talking about how that feeling doesn't leave you. You know what that feeling of high is. And, you know, I have felt high since then, but I don't get high.
I feel high right now.
Mm.
It's wild. Like I started getting high through lockdown to help me sleep. You know, I've had so many issues and really opened my mind up in so many ways. No regrets. And then since that trip, never again.
Yeah.
I don't need it. I am high on life.
And the other thing that I realized was, sorry to interrupt you, was that we've got each other.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I felt boots closer to you after that. I really did.
Especially after we got to the hotel. Remember when we got to the hotel and we were paranoid again?
The best night's sleep ever. And we ordered pizza. How the fuck did I order pizza? You know, I was high for like 3 days.
It's because when we were in the hotel room, there were no external people or factors to like throw us off our high. So we felt safe and we felt like it was a normal, more normal high.
Yeah.
And so we ordered pizzas. We had a great time in the hotel. And
we did.
I don't know what happened. We got really horny in the middle of the night. And then I remember it was going to the petrol station.
Maybe it was my leg.
And then we went to the petrol station. And I remember I was gripping onto you like I was an old man. Yeah. And I was like, babe, they're out to get us. Everyone's looking. Yeah. And I don't know what food to pick. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I've got you. But do you know what? It was weird because obviously in North America, everybody bloody drives.
Yeah.
So there's like hardly any, traffic lights and stuff to stop the traffic so that we can walk, call them, zebra crossings or whatever. Yeah. So like there was just these huge trucks going past and we were like, we just want to get to the petrol station. It was traumatic.
Two little old biddies.
Yeah, two little old ladies. We were like two little old ladies for the longest time, weren't we?
We were. And
even when we flew back.
We got an evening flight because we're staying in this hotel longer.
New York. Yeah.
And like we were still like shaky. Hi. And when I got to the airport, she was like, do you want to take some free muffins and stuff? She was so lovely.
Yeah.
And like, it was only like a 1 hour flight and we were so scared and we made it. And it was delayed.
And it was
making us more anxious. And then when we got there, it started to rain in New York.
But you know,
it started to rain. It was so hard lugging all the luggage because everything was delayed. It was midnight. We couldn't get into the Airbnb, but we stayed so centered and calm.
Yeah, we did. And I was afraid when we went back to the airport, you know, because I was like, they're going to be like, remember yesterday, you fuckers, when you just, this is the bill for the emergency services. Do you know what I mean? I was like, mind you, we had travel insurance, but like, do you know what I mean?
Still,
I was like, oof. But that did not happen. So that's getting high. What was the takeaway for you before we go? Actually, do you know what? Let's take a break and then I want to hear about
Take a little break.
The takeaway was for you. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And we are brown.
Yes,
hello.
We are. So what was the takeaway from me?
Yeah, from this greening out experience, what did you learn from it?
A few things. I learned from the greening out experience that, you know, life is really precious and I want to live fully and truly. Mm. But I want to be so present that I don't need to get high. It was a real message from the universe to say to me, listen, bitch, you don't need this anymore.
No.
You are happy and you know how to find your happiness and joy. Continue on that creative and fun journey with you, with my husband. And you don't need it. And that was my takeaway. And even though it was probably one of the most traumatic things I've ever been through, it was really tough. I'm glad I and we can like look back and laugh about it now.
Yeah.
And, you know, turn that trauma into treasure, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's a lesson. Everything bad that happens in your life is always a lesson to be taken away from it.
Yeah.
And that's a lesson.
Amazing. Well done. Well, good
Thank
for you.
Thank you so much.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. That's
fabulous.
That's amazing. Well, that's our greening out story. That's our deepest, darkest secret. Apart from that guy we killed.
I know. What?
Okay, cool. Well, what else have we got planned for today?
Well, we're gonna wrap up soon.
Oh yeah, shit. Yeah,
even though we just
up.
Took a break.
I know.
And like we said, we'll get better at this.
Yeah.
Even though we just took a break, it's because someone wasn't watching out for when we should take a break enough.
No, I did.
Okay, then.
But you said it's fine as to how long the first segment is.
No, I said, but you still cut into it when the break time is.
There's a camera.
I didn't say anything
Listen,
in front of the camera.
The vixen.
No, girl, bye.
You
Delete
said
yourself.
What you said.
Bye.
Wow, who do you think you are, Kerry?
Girl, stop.
From
stop,
Big Brother.
Stop.
Tori, I'm joking.
No, don't say things like that. Go, you're going to give messages out there to people.
Hey, what if one of us turned into a Tory?
Well, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
But we do, at this point, we did have a few questions from like our followers and listeners.
Okay.
Should we take one?
Yeah, let's take a question.
Let's take one. Do you know what? I remember them.
Okay.
So we did have one that came in straight away.
Okay.
And it was...
If it's something about like preachy helping the world, I can't be honest.
Oh yeah, it is. But like, you'll give a funny answer anyway.
Okay.
It was. And the answer's out there. It's like, so how do you, what do you eat to be healthy?
Oh, okay.
What do you eat to be healthy and what do you do? And I want to take this answer first.
Okay.
You know, I want to take this question first, you know, because I have been going to the gym for a while and, you know, in my macros. And do you know what the answer is? You know the answer, honey.
You're better qualified.
Everyone knows the answer to this. First of all, I have an online PT who tells me the macros I need to eat and I just follow that. But guess what you need to do? Eat chicken, drink coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And suck cock. Three C's. Chicken, coffee, and cock.
Chicken,
that is your answer.
And
I'll tell you why. Chicken, you get all your protein from. Coffee, it suppresses your appetite in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Have decaf as well. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And cock, because that's fun.
It is, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? And it's a good workout for your jaw.
Yeah.
You can't leave your jaw out.
No, you can't. Those jaw muscles.
Girl.
Important. That's why your neck game's so strong. Why is mine so weak?
What's your answer to that?
For me, I'm... Okay, I'll try and keep it brief.
But please do.
Basically.
I don't want to listen to you anymore.
No, but I think you know, me and my PT, we were talking about it just earlier on today in terms of like, you
Oh, here we go.
Theoretically, you can eat whatever you like and lose weight mm-hmm. because ultimately it's about the amount that you put in versus your output. So long as you have a deficit, you lose weight. Mm-hmm. You know, you can, and they did it with something called the Twinkie diet, which kind of sounds like a gay thing, but the Twinkie diet is essentially when somebody was eating just Twinkies, but his health indicators all improved. So he had certain issues and stuff, and they all improved. His vitamin levels obviously depleted because Twinkies aren't as nutritious as having a varied diet. But he lost weight, so and he felt healthier. And the markers said, you know, fat levels or whatever. He had improved physiology. So that's it for me. Is that? Yes, there are some foods that are ultimately better for you because they've got more nutrients in them.
I need more nutrients as well.
You know, they may help with gut health and, you know, fiber and that type of stuff. So that is there. But ultimately, if you are just trying to lose weight and you are maybe obese or, you know, not where you want to be, then I would argue that maybe not overcomplicate things. Not overcomplicate things and just keep it to the basics, which is eat less. Like, say, for example, I've lost a little bit of weight now. Isn't it amazing how interesting I keep this relationship by constantly gaining and losing weight?
So interesting. It's so much fun. Thank you so much. I am so privileged.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But I do want to kind of change on a permanent basis. Although, do you know what? Some of the fans of my drag are not happy.
Oh, I've seen the comments.
Girl, the DMs, where people are like, you're getting too skinny. and I'm like, no, girl, I'm not. I'm fine. Trust me. So that's what it is. Like, I eat bread and cheese every single day. And I love bread and cheese. I'm an absolute psychopath with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's about how much you eat.
Yeah.
And not feeling restrictive. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it feels too restrictive, then chances are you're going to drop off. So you have to be realistic with yourself as to what you can achieve, and it's a slow increment, you know.
So it's, oh my, like, god, this is your short answer.
This is my short answer.
The world.
So if somebody's asking as to how to lose weight and all that jazz, whatever the question was, my first thing is to not take it too deeply. Don't get too
I agree.
Don't get too in your head about it. Be kind to yourself and seek professional help.
Yes. We're not professionals. We don't know.
Seek professional help and make it a slow build so that it's a permanent lifestyle. It's a permanent change in your life, because everybody's obsessed with losing weight. Nobody's obsessed with maintaining. And I don't think people realize as to how great it is when you can maintain, because that indicates that you've made a permanent shift in your life.
No, of course. Yeah. Of course. And just to add, we're not professionals.
I am.
We don't know. And
I am a mother.
Oh, girl, bye. And
I am with llama.
And I do want to add, all the answers are already out there.
Yeah.
They are. Everyone knows the answers. They're out there.
Yeah.
Go on your journey. Have fun. Enjoy it.
And whatever answers that are not out there, you can find them in my husband's book over there called Can I Escape My Mind?
Oh, girl, bye.
Now available on Amazon.
Girl, bye. Anywho, that was our first ever
visual
podcast, available on YouTube.
Yes, available on YouTube, or where all good books are sold. This has been fun.
It has been really fun.
I've enjoyed it a lot more than what I usually enjoy.
Me too.
Yeah,
let's usually do more I of hate this. You.
Yeah, well,
I'm joking.
That's the same too. I mean, isn't that part of the appeal?
Of course.
Opposites attract.
No.
Love you lots, babe.
Love you
I
too.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for your continued support. We've been recently looking at all the analytics, and things are looking phenomenally well.
Thank
so
you.
We love you guys, but you don't. Don't love me. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Let's
bye.
Bye.
Bye. No, never again.
Not anymore.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the You Don't Love Me podcast with Amir and Amir. For all the latest happenings, you can follow us on Instagram @YouDon'tLoveMeBoys. That is @YouDon'tLoveMeBoys.